from the multimillionaires of Mayo to the billionaires of the world and the world's 10 richest men more than doubled their fortunes during the pandemic. Their worth went from 610 billion euro to 1.3 trillion. That's a rate of 1.3 billion a day. In Ireland, the country's 9 billionaires, again all men, increased their wealth by 58% to 49.7 billion euro in the same period. All of this is according to Oxfam, which is publishing a report called Inequality Kills today, in the week that the World Economic Forum Summit at Davos begins. We can talk now to the CEO of Oxfam Ireland, Jim Clarkin. Good morning, and you're very welcome. And that gap, Jim Clarkin, is it getting very wide now?
It is indeed, Audrey, and it's not just the fact that these billionaires are making all that much money, it's the fact that everyone else is worse off as a result of COVID-19. We see extreme global poverty is likely to increase by 160 million, and the report talks about inequality killing through lack of access to healthcare, through lack of social protection across the world. And indeed, in Ireland, we see Social Justice Ireland now reporting a million people below the poverty line. And the people who've been most affected by this are people living in poverty and also women. Women have lost 800 billion in global earnings, according to the ILO. More care work because of people being ill has been, unpaid care work has been put onto the shoulders of women. 20 million girls won't return to school. And we see that there's soaring levels of violence against women and girls across the world, yet only 0.0002% of pandemic response was used to fund tackling gender-based violence. So this extreme inequality is having a huge impact on the lives of ordinary people.
When we talk often about the wealth of the world's richest, people say they don't necessarily have a difficulty with them having that level of wealth. It's what they do with it. And when you talk about healthcare and access to healthcare, the Gates Foundation, for example, works very hard in that area. Do you concede that?
Well, look, philanthropy is helpful, but it isn't a replacement for putting money into the public purse. We've seen that these extraordinary gains have been made over this period when everybody else has been suffering. We think that it is now time to seriously consider a wealth tax for those surplus gains and a longer term wealth tax for the multimillionaires and billionaires of the world. In Ireland alone, we estimate that could add another 4 billion to the public purse, could help tackle our homeless and housing crisis, could help tackle our issues in relation to healthcare and GBV and other things. So there's a widening gap, but there's also a very strong public support for a wealth tax for these people. And, you know, they have gained tremendously from this pandemic. And we see the likes of the pharmaceutical industry as well, where, you know, we know that the access to vaccines for poor countries has not been allowed because of the monopolistic behaviour and because of the situation that's there. So again, this is a focus that is pushing this inequality even further. It's setting the world back by years, and there's a solution to this, and we need to seriously consider it.
Thank you very much indeed, Jim Clarkin, CEO of Oxfam Ireland. It's 5 to 9.